since Halloween is right around the corner, I love to have a little quiz for you. So how about a Halloween candy quiz? How does that sound?
Candy quiz.
Okay. Question number one for your Halloween candy quiz. Which candy is older, M&M's or Jelly Bellies?
It's got to be Jelly Bellies because they've been around forever.
Wow, you knew that?
Yeah, I mean, they were around in the 1500s or something. I don't know.
Not the 1500s, but it's, you know, jelly beans have been around a long time. I thought Jelly Bellies, the company Jelly Belly, was relatively new. Like, I was aware of them when I was a kid for the first time, and I would see, like, ads on TV, Jelly Bellies, you know, and they had all these crazy flavors. Remember, they have the all the Harry Potter flavors, like vomit, you know? So it seems like Jelly Bellies are much more recent, but Jelly Bellies are from 1898.
Yeah, I think about what my grandparents liked. My grandparents grew up with that. They didn't grow up with M&Ms. So they always had bowls of that stuff around.
See, I thought our grandparents grew up with like regular jelly beans, like flavors. You know, the flavors were just green, red, and orange.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Jelly Bellies, the company was founded in 1898 as opposed to M&Ms. They started in 1941.
Yeah, I knew that was a 19-something.
Huh, impressive. Okay, so are these candies from the correct decades? I'm going to give you three candies, and I'm going to tell you the decades they're from, and you tell me if it's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Snickers from the 1930s.
Okay.
Skittles from the 1970s. And Swedish Fish from the 1950s.
I want to say, what was the second one?
Snickers from the 1930s.
That's true.
Skittles from the 1970s.
I'm thinking that's 60s.
Swedish Fish, 1950.
And that had to be more, that had to be earlier than the 50s. So I'm saying two of those were early. Snickers was right.
So two are wrong. So Snickers, 1930 is correct.
Yep.
Skittles, 1970 is wrong. And Swedish Fish, 1950 is wrong.
Right.
No, they're all correct.
Really?
They're all correct. Snickers, 1930, Skittles, 1970, and Swedish Fish are actually from a Swedish company, and they were founded in 1950. Snickers, were Snickers named after a person, a dog, or a horse?
Horse.
That's right. There was a favorite horse of the Mars family.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Impressive. Okay. According to a 2016 poll, which candy do kids want the most when they trick or treat?
Snickers.
Do they want Snickers, Reese's, or Skittles?
It's got to be a toss-up between Reese's and Snickers, but I'm going to say Snickers.
It's Reese's.
It's Reese's.
Reese's are number one. Butterfinger is number two.
I don't like Butterfinger. They get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, I don't like those. Yeah, I don't like them either. But yeah, so that's according to a 2016 poll. Now, that same poll found that some states prefer candy corn. So they asked everybody by state what your favorite Halloween candy is. And the question is, out of 50 states, did 40 states say candy corn?
No.
Did 25 states say candy corn?
No.
Or did just 5 states say candy corn?
It's got to be 5.
You're right.
And it's how do you eat candy corn? Do you eat it in one bite?
Or wait. We're going to get to that because that's another survey question.
Sorry.
So the 5 states, interestingly enough, that prefer candy corn over everything else were Wyoming, Tennessee, Texas, Oregon, and South Carolina, right where you're sitting right now, my friend.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it because it's everywhere here. Every house you go into has a little jar of candy corn.
Okay, so now you started to say, the question is, do most people eat candy corn color by color, or do they pop the whole thing in their mouth?
I got to eat it color by color. At least chew the white part off, and then I can eat it.
Yeah, that's how I eat it color by color, and I assume that everybody does, but apparently no. 43% do start nibbling off the tiny white, and then they go for the orange and then the yellow, but 47% say no, they pop the whole thing in their mouth at once. So
what kind of savages are those?
I know, that's what I was saying. That's crazy.
It's probably the people that start in the middle of the bunny rabbit when they eat the chocolate bunny rabbit.
I mean, you have to start at the ears.
You got to start or the butt. Matters what, if you're a butt person. I'm a butt guy, so I'm going to start at the butt. But those are probably people that just don't even pay attention and eat it from the middle.
Okay, what was candy corn originally called? Do you want me to give you choices? Or do you know?
No, I have no idea.
Was it originally called chicken feed? Sweet corn or triangle candy?
Sweet corn.
That's a good guess. It was called chicken feed.
Was it really?
Yes, originally called chicken feed.
How the heck did they sell that?
Well, they didn't, which is why they changed it to candy corn. That's what happened.
They had a meeting and said, we came out with this candy. It's really good. Nobody's buying it. Why? Because it's a stupid name.
All right. So now what happened was the Hershey's company, which was founded in the 18 whatevers, you know, they had the Hershey's chocolate and Hershey's Kisses and eventually M&Ms. Or was that Mars? So Hershey's had a partner or somebody that they started working with named Mr. Reese's. Mm-hmm. And that guy came up with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Mm-hmm.
What year did that guy come up with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Was it 1928, 1948, or 1968?
I'm going to say, because it's a weird question, I'm going to say 68.
Yeah, I feel like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups haven't been around that long, but apparently they've been around since 1928.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, really?
Because I thought Reese's Pieces came out in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, the Pieces came out later. Remember, they were really big because of E.T.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual Peanut Butter Cups came out in 1928. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, what percentage of Americans hand out Halloween candy on Halloween? Is it 30%, 70%, or 90%?
70.
Yes. But what's funny is nearly 95% of Americans buy Halloween candy, but only 70% hand it out.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them just buy the candy and they eat it at home. They don't even bother with the trick-or-treaters. They just buy it and eat it and keep it.
That's what we did. We bought a bunch of candy and only had like two or three people come by the house. So it's like, candy for us.
But at least you put it out. What's interesting is 70% of people do put it out. 95% of people buy it, which means, you know, 25% of those people don't even pretend that it's going to be trick-or-treaters. They're just like, screw it. I'm eating the baby Snickers myself.
Okay. You know me and how much I love Halloween. So do I... A, give out candy, or B, do not give out candy?
Well, what you and I did, I know you don't give out candy because you hate everybody, but you and I remember had a big bowl of candy.
Right.
Just in case somebody came by, because we were like, well, we're famous radio personalities in this town. If someone comes by, we have to have candy. And I think like two people came by, then we opened the door and we chased some people down to give them candy.
Yeah, we even had candy. Autograph cards, just that in case you want
autographs. We gave them autograph cards and candy. We forced it on them.
No, I do not give out candy. I hide and I turn off all the lights and nobody can have a light on in the house because I'm hiding.
What's your favorite of all the Halloween candy?
It's a toss-up between Reese's and Snickers.
Mine's the Twix, the little baby Twix.
Really?
Oh, my God. I can eat Twix all day long. I remember, like, I wasn't allowed to have sugar or candy when I was a kid. So I remember, like, going to school, and my mom would give me money for lunch, and I would sneak out, and I would buy a Twix bar and not tell her. Like, that was my thing. She would have killed me if she would have known I spent my lunch money on Twix bars. All right, so how much Halloween candy can kill you is a really interesting question. And there was a study that was done, and we're going to show you the video of what they found. And let me just explain that when they figure out how much candy can kill you, there's a formula they use.
piece of fun-size Halloween candy packs 9.3 grams of sugar and runs you about 75 calories a pop. So in order to reach the LD50, the average person would need to eat 262 pieces, nearly 20,000 calories worth. So how about in terms of a specific Halloween staple, candy corn? A single piece contains approximately 1.5 grams of sugar, which would put our lethal dose at 1,627.
I think I've eaten that much.
Pieces. I could probably do it.
Yeah.
So now you know the numbers.
The LD50 is the amount of sugar that you need to have in your body that is lethal for you. LD is lethal dose.
Mm-hmm.
So the lethal dose of sugar. So they divided up between Halloween candy, which was 262 pieces. If you eat 262 pieces of fun-size Halloween candy in one sitting, you could die, or 1,627 pieces of candy corn.
I do not believe that, because the neighborhood that I used to live in was Halloween Central.
Uh-huh.
So you know you had to be home by 5:30 or you weren't getting in the neighborhood. So it was the neighborhood in Dallas, North Carolina, that everybody went to. We had cops directing traffic in and out of the neighborhood. So my kids would start at one end, and I didn't let them have the little plastic. No, you had a pillowcase, damn it. Pillowcasing the neighborhood, and when that pillowcase fills up, you bring it back home, and then you empty it and go back out.
Bring it to daddy and go back out, yeah.
So at the end of the night, we would put all the candy in the middle of the floor, and daddy would say, this is yours, this is mine, this is your, and I'd take all the Reese's and all the Snickers and all that for me, and I would sit there all night and eat all of them, and I guarantee I've eaten more than 200 pieces of Snickers.
How did you not die of a sugar coma?
See, that's why I'm calling bullshit on it, because
I
guarantee I've eaten more than that in one sitting.
262 pieces.
Yeah.
I don't think you realize how much that is.
I don't think you realize how much that not is. I'm thinking 100 mini Snickers equal one king size Snicker.
You got to count next time, because I can't picture that you're having 100 pieces of candy. That doesn't sound right to me.
I'll count.
Please count. No, I want you to count. I want you to take a picture of all the empty wrappers, because I don't think I believe this number. I think you feel like, because you do that a lot with, not you, but a person, where they eat a lot. Oh my God, I ate so much. And then you look, you're like, you had like maybe 5 ounces of something.
Oh, no. That's amateur. I mean, this is the time of year. Game on.
No, I'm not challenging you. I don't want you to die of a sugar coma. I'm just saying, take a picture next time. Okay. I think it's not as much as you think.
You know what's coming up? It's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So there's lots of candy. And then the day after Halloween, where candy is 50% off, and Halloween stores are 50% off. And then Thanksgiving comes. Oh, game on. So you got football and you got turkey, which is my two favorite things in the world. And then you have Christmas with ham. I have to go to the doctor now to get my checkup, because I do not want to go
after eating season.
No. Because you don't want to step on that scale.
It's amazing how we've built so many holidays and celebrations around food.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand that like food is a delicacy and there's certain foods that represent certain things and they have a lot of meaning and religious connotations in some cultures and whatever. I get that. But the fact that there's so many holidays in a row and so much food, like I wish that there was some way of celebrating in some other way, like dances. You know, there should be a Halloween dance or a turkey dance, turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like just do something. I feel like this year I want to try and do something else other than, because it was COVID. I spent every day around food. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, it's Thursday, time to have this for dinner. Oh, it's Friday, pizza night. So I feel like I just celebrated 18 months of food and eating. I want to try to make these next holidays about something else other than food. That's my plan.
But I blame it on families, because you look at a family like mine that everybody brings, I don't know, 3 plates, somebody brings dessert, and then it ends up there's so much to eat.
Right.
And you got to eat everything. You can't not eat something my sister brought.
Right.
Because then she's going to feel bad. So you got to eat that. So
and then there's leftovers. So you got to eat it again the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. And leftovers, Thanksgiving leftovers can last weeks.
Right.
Yeah. So no, I'm not looking forward to Sunday, which is Thanksgiving. And then Monday, that's when Christmas begins.
Right, that's true. The day after Thanksgiving, the night by midnight, it's already Christmas.
Yeah, and it's already here. We're a week away from Christmas.
Yeah, our problem is I've always cooked for everybody in the neighborhood. So I have my parents come over, and then my best friend and his husband would come over, and then these two women that live in our neighborhood that are not from here, so they're just like neighborhood ladies. They came over. And then, you know, my boyfriend would have family or people that he knew that would come over. So I got used to cooking Thanksgiving dinner here at my house for 10. I don't know how to cook for four, just for us and my parents. So I cook for 10, and then we all have leftovers. So my mom, because last Thanksgiving, because of COVID, it was just the four of us and everybody wore masks and we sat on opposite ends of the room. And of course, I cooked for 10. So everybody had tons of food for like a week after that. My mom said, no more. We're not doing that anymore. The two women I just told you about have died over the past couple of years. My best friend and his husband have moved to LA. Mm-hmm. Other friends of ours moved to Nashville. Other friends moved to Phoenix. So everyone's gone. It's just four of us. She's like, that's it. I'm done. She made reservations at an Italian restaurant. We're having pasta.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to cook. You're still going to have to cook dessert, though. Because your parents are going to want that.
They'll want dessert. Yeah.
They want dessert. But, you know, that's good because that you spent 2 days cooking before.
Oh, at least.